So, hey, what's going on tonight? Megacast. Me, Ireland for the first quarter, Momo for the second quarter, Jorge and Bergman. We will be watching the Niners-Rams game live. And you can open your computer and we will be on your computer commenting on the game as it goes along. Megacast.
The Lakers are playing tonight.
Yeah, John's only going to do it for the first half.
But I'm talking about you. Why are you choosing the Rams over the Lakers?
Isn't Mace, isn't that why you're pulling the plug in the Megacast at halftime?
Yeah, so I can switch back and forth.
Oh.
Yeah, switch back, because I do want to see Lonzo, and I want to see Alex Caruso.
Right.
I want to see THT,
yeah.
Who THT is, he's, I guess I forgot until yesterday how good he is.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, he plays constantly downhill.
Yep.
He finds the basket. Those two finishes in the fourth quarter were really, really impressive. Long arms, gets into passing lanes, I think a plus defender. He makes a huge difference for them.
Huge difference. He brings that youthful energy with talent and skill. He's like a more under control Westbrook.
You know what? You're absolutely. But yesterday, Westbrook played under control.
Very well.
That was a really strong Westbrook performance. You know what I'm saying, John? That's actually a really interesting point. The THT is a more under control Westbrook.
Well, I was really impressed with THT last night. And Michael, is that, for lack of a better term, is that sustainable for THT? Could he be a 17 point a game guy?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, definitely. Yes, he can score in a myriad of a variety of ways, driving, jump shots, getting fouled, getting to the line. Yeah, he can put up 17 a game.
I wouldn't start him, though.
Why not?
I would.
Because you got two. Look, LeBron is going to the rack. Westbrook is going to the rack. Why not stagger those guys so that THT's minutes are coming off the bench and he becomes that downhill rim seeker when those guys are off the floor?
No, I like the fact that you have four guys out there who can get to the basket at any time, and it puts even more pressure on you as a defender, as opposed to having guys who you know you can find, a Wayne Ellington. Malik Monk's pretty good off the
floor. Wayne Ellington, I'll tell you what, you give him an open three.
Yeah, exactly.
He's knocking that down.
Yeah, those guys are easier to defend, though, than guys like Tucker.
Well, and those guys don't defend.
Who, Tucker?
Ellington doesn't defend.
Yeah, he tries. You know, not everybody's going to be Michael Cooper. Jeez, give
right.
him a break.
No, I'm just, you got to look at a team and say, okay, this guy's a plus defender. This guy's a minus defender. He's a minus defender. Bazemore just disappeared.
Well, he's out of the rotation now because THT's back.
Right. Now, do you think they'll, John, do you think they'll continue to start THT?
I don't know. And you,
when LeBron comes back in particular,
that's when it gets interesting. But, you know, like, the rotation is constantly changing. For example, DeAndre Jordan and Kent Bazemore started the majority of the first 12 games, and they didn't even play last night.
Yeah, nobody told me or Allen anything, but I'm going to guess, because they keep saying LeBron's close. He'll be back in Boston, because it's Boston.
Oh, you think so?
Yeah, I think that's when he'll come back.
Yeah, they haven't said exactly. They say he's close.
Close, right.
Michael's all excited to go on the road. Michael's like, I can't wait to get in, eat in the hotel lobby. love the hotel
lobby.
Well,
Ireland knows. We stay in the best hotels, Ireland, so those hotels have the best restaurants.
You never venture outside.
No, I know. In Miami. No, not even Miami, because Miami's got a great hotel, too. But if Ireland and the boys are going to go out, and like I went out in Sacramento, because the restaurant was like three blocks away.
Yep.
That's within my radius. I don't go any farther than that. So the restaurant's three blocks away, like a Morton's. I'll go with Ireland and the boys. And
so you guys go to New York, right?
Yeah, next week.
Okay. So here's the deal, John. I will give you $100.
Okay.
If you get in a cab, go downtown, Christopher Street, and go to a place called The Duplex and sing a song.
Okay.
It's a piano bar.
What's the song you want me to sing?
What are you good at?
Well, I'll sing whatever you... Well, I mean, if you let me pick my own song, you just pay me the $100 right now.
No, I'm going to let you pick your own song.
Wow, what's wrong with the bar?
Oh, nothing. It's a fun bar.
Is it a gay bar?
Yeah, it's a gay bar.
Oh, yeah.
Mace, I did this at the Abbey.
Wait a minute, you never sang a song at the Abbey?
Of course I did.
Where would you sing a song? It's not a piano bar.
I know, I just started singing.
Oh, God. No, I mean, I want you, there's a piano player, want you to go down and sing a song.
Why do you want Ireland to go? Do you want him to get picked up?
Oh, he has no chance.
Yeah, that ain't happening.
What? Ireland's a good-looking guy.
He has no chance in either world.
Hey, by the way, so is Amanda in studio
right now? Yeah, okay. Amanda just stopped by. Hey, Amanda, what's up, boss?
Right, so... Amanda,
what's up?
Your authority does not get respected. You've got a problem with your troops.
What do you mean?
Not with me.
Really, Michael?
No, not me.
Do you know that Michael sat on the aisle yesterday at
yes.
the Laker
so,
game?
So, actually, I have been told that he went behind my back
well,
because
I
wasn't there.
I need
there.
The leg room.
You do not
you
need
don't
the leg room.
Need
you
the
took
leg
like
room.
20 pictures during the game.
No, I didn't.
Yeah.
One picture, the guy was just walking by me and took a
and
selfie.
And another guy walks up and he's like having a conversation with me. You know, no. Mace, how Michael just answered his
yeah.
phone.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Does he do that? Does he do it during games?
Only no. when he sits on the aisle.
He doesn't answer calls, but what he'll do is like he'll take his you know his headphones and he'll pull it to the side and like literally start talking to the person
doing a commercial
and take that is not true Michael that is but, not true
so Amanda
nice try
what up Amanda what happened
you
to your authority
from, well oh don't worry it's back tonight no, he will be back in the correct seat
no I can't sit there I'm too crowded I'm too scrunched up I'm 6 foot freaking nine
yeah you know what you're okay
can you believe he wears these goofy pants
they're
oh, yeah,
great
the
I love
oh,
those
no.
pants
they are ridiculous they're like zebra pants.
I busted on him about them last week. He's like, Michael, how many pairs do you have?
About 7 or 8.
Oh yeah. My God. Are they all that? Are they all like zebra pants?
Yeah, it's golden, purple,
oh,
black
God.
And white.
Yeah, okay, but here's the best part, Mace. If you go look at his pants,
yep.
you will see several inches on the bottom, like you'll see were sewn on. He bought other pairs that he had to cut the bottom off of.
That's
and
awesome.
And have a lady sew on to these.
Right.
So that makes them even worse.
Otherwise, they all look like Michael Jackson pants.
Yeah. Oh,
short.
That's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, God,
they don't make
Michael.
Pants long enough for guys 6'9", so I have to add extra
Don't they have the
length.
Big and tall sore?
The big and tall Zumba pants?
They call tall 6'6".
What are they, Zumba pants?
Yeah, Zubas.
Zumba.
Yeah, so, Michael, did you just walk all over Funchess yesterday and tell him you were taking the seat at the end?
Yeah, I told him I needed it because of my legs.
Yeah, but, see, Amanda,
Mace,
you gotta...
what are you laughing at, Mace? It's true. We have a handicap. So
you,
tall people.
You think you're special.
Yes.
He does think he's special. And you know what, Michael? I'll make a deal with you.
What's that?
If you can actually go do the broadcast without taking pictures or having conversations with people only during the break... And you actually pay attention to John Ireland during the broadcast.
Oh, yeah.
Then, you got to show me tonight.
I will.
Then.
I will act like Steve Mason tonight and ignore the public.
No! ignore the public.
I said during the breaks you can take
So he does selfies with fans.
He does all
while
sorts of
he's
stuff.
Doing
during
the
game.
Yes.
No, Mace.
Yeah,
okay.
Michael.
Mace, you need to pay attention when you're there and you need to watch. Michael's like always on his phone during the game. He's like eating chips, you know.
It's called multitasking.
Drinking his Coke and he's very much a creature of habit.
Yeah.
And he's got some very bad habits.
And then randomly he'll say, don't forget Morongo Casino, good times.
Yeah,
no,
and by the way,
he won't even do that.
His reading really sucks these days.
It does?
It sounds like you're reading.
When he does those live reads, I'm like, that's not what it says.
You say I'm sounding like Alan Sliwa? Monotone?
You're making up things?
It's not that it's monotone. It's like you're missing words. Like, you're making up your own words in the read.
No, the read is so long that I'm cutting the read.
Hey, guess what, Michael? Guess what you get paid for?
And that's what they're paying for.
But I shortened it and make it more succinct.
No, and don't abbreviate.
No,
you
Michael.
Read their read.
Guess what, Michael? It's not about you.
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
But, and a lot of times the read is so long, by the time I get back, the action's going on in the court.
And why are you not
right.
doing it Billy Mack style? You're supposed to be doing it Billy Mack style.
Brothers don't talk
John,
like that.
John, do it Billy Mack style.
Morongo, good day.
Do it once. Do it once.
No, I can't even
do
that.
It once.
No.
Come on, brother. Do it once.
He can't even read it normal. How's he going to do it that way?
Black people too cool to sound like that. I got to sound like Barry White. I got to sound like Lawrence Tander.
You know who sound?
You got to sound awake is what you got to do. Sound awake.
He doesn't.
Michael, you know who has a great Barry White voice? Is Worthy.
Oh, yeah. Worthy, yeah. Worthy can make money with that voice. He should be a narrator.
I'm telling him.
Yep.
Michael, maybe you should take some lessons from him.
You know who's got a great voice, too? And I keep telling this knucklehead to use his voice to send a sample in, because maybe you know about this, is my son, Michael.
Oh, yeah?
He's got a great deep voice. I said, Mikey, you could make $1 million a year because of your voice.
Great, maybe he can replace you.
Yeah.
Yeah, let me read him.
Mikey.
Yeah.
It can still be MT.
Oh, man.
Yes.
Nobody will notice. We'll just slip out
They'll
one
just
MT
be like,
for
wow,
the other.
He sounds younger.
Yeah, and he sounds like Michael
He
speaks.
Sounds like he's paying attention.
No. Yeah. Hey, Michael, I'll give you the number for a voiceover guy. He should
really?
Send something in.
Yeah, he sounds like James Earl Jones when he talks.
Oh,
man.
Wow.
So he can make money
can
with this
take
voice.
Some lessons with that voiceover guy, too?
Oh, me?
Yeah, you.
Little known fact. James Earl Jones?
Yeah.
Stutter.
No way.
Stuttered
See,
for
Michael,
years.
It could work for you.
Stuttered for years.
Not in the movies.
No. He learned to not stutter. But he was a stutterer as a kid with that voice.
Wow.
But look at what, talk about a great story.
Yeah.
Became the voice of CNN. CNN. Darth Vader.
Oh, yeah. He made some money
I
off
am
of that.
Your father.
Michael, can you try to talk with a deeper voice.
Yeah, deeper voice.
I thought my voice was... You didn't think my voice isn't deep?
No, it's a little
like
whiny.
Mike Tyson.
Your
it's a little
voice
whiny.
Is whiny.
It's a whiny
it's
voice.
A little whiny.
No way.
Nah, Michael, I like your voice.
I mean, actually, a lot whiny.
What?
It's a little nasally.
But
nasally
it's a bad
and whiny.
Idea for Michael to sit on the
Marongo,
end of
it. Good time.
I mean, oh, don't
what?
Worry. Sometimes I actually smack him upside the head.
She does. But watch tonight. Watch tonight. I will not talk to one fan. I'll be rude to everybody. You just watch.
Okay. Just during the game.
I'll just
but,
keep.
But here's the problem. If you do what I'm asking of you tonight when I'm there, how am I to trust that you are going to do this
because
when
you
I'm
got
not
a,
there?
Because you got a narc and John Ireland who'll keep you updated.
Well, it's
yeah,
not just,
John's a
it's
snitch.
It's not just John Ireland who's
I'm
a
just
snitch.
On everybody's Funchy? Side
it's
here.
Everybody,
Michael. Funch just told on me?
Everybody.
But he's black.
hey, he's only half.
Oh, he's only half.
You know what I love about what? This? You know what I love about this segment right now?
What's that?
We're 4 minutes late for a break, and it is because of our boss.
Yes, okay.
No one cares about the clock.
That's right.
Correct. Not
I
even
mean,
our
I
boss.
I do, except for when I'm talking.
Yeah, tell
talking.
Tell Bergman to clock off.
Yeah, clock off. That's a good. I like that. Clock off.
Clock off.
All right, now go to break for reals.
All right, there we go for break for reals. Hey, don't forget Million Dollar Monday. You know what? We're burying the lead. Million Dollar Monday.
We used to give away used cell phones.
Yeah.
That reconditioned cell phones. Now we're giving away $1 million.
I mean, this is real. Pair of tickets to see Rams, Jaguars, and to actually be in the building at SoFi Stadium. If you haven't been there, it's spectacular. A vote for Jorge t-shirt and a crack at $1 million. Pick the two Super Bowl teams in the final score. You nail it. You win. Mesa and Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
All right, kind of loose, kind of fast and loose today.
Hey, can I do a couple of shout-outs?
Sure, shout away.
Okay, first one. I watched the first 4 episodes of Swagger.
Yeah.
Man, it's really good. Have you watched
really
it?
Really good, yeah. I've watched
this
the first.
This is
O'Shea
Jackson
the first
Jr.
Three.
Show about like youth age basketball, travel team basketball. It's just
seen it
really,
all.
Really,
great.
Really. Yeah, you've seen all. You're up to speed.
Yep,
up to
speed. Yeah, it's great. It's great.
The other one.
Congrats to O'Shea, by the way, who's becoming, you know, he's our friend here, but he's becoming a legit big time star. He's carrying that show.
And the other thing is, have you heard about? I'm reading People Magazine right now.
Yep.
Because I love gossip.
Oh God.
And there, someone has been. someone has been given a new Michael. You'll be interested in this. A new wrestling podcast.
Ooh. Oh, wow.
Every week, new episodes. The WW Freddy, Wrestling with Freddy. Freddie Prinze Jr. is going to have his own wrestling podcast.
Way to go, Freddie.
Every week, starting next week, it's going to update every Wednesday, Michael. So now you have something to listen to on the plane.
Yeah, I'd listen to that.
Tell you what, Freddie, I mean, he used to be around here. He would be the most dangerous man at 710 ESPN.
Yeah, because he knows how to fight. He's in martial arts.
He's an MMA guy.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I wouldn't mess with him. He might be good looking, but you don't mess with him.
Any of our other friends doing better than us?
Well, most.
Just about everybody.
Yeah.
Is doing better than us. Jorge, what do you have there? Oh, Jorge has nothing. I thought he kept signaling me like he had something.
Ireland, did you watch Curb last night?
No, but I just literally downloaded it for the plane an hour ago.
Yeah.
So I'll have it on the I have Succession on the plane.
Yeah.
I have Curb for the plane. Uh-huh. And Mace, I downloaded the 2-hour Adele special for the plane.
Nice. Now I DVR'd it. I don't want to watch the Oprah part of it. Like I don't care.
What are you talking about? Oprah is the queen.
I don't care about the Oprah touchy feely conversation with Adele. I just want to see Adele sing. I don't need the rest of the Adele experience.
She's gonna Adele's gonna talk all about Rich Paul. Come on.
Is she? Does she talk about Rich
Heck
Paul?
Heck yeah.
Is there footage of her at Laker games?
I don't know. I haven't seen it.
By the way, I feel bad for Rich Paul.
Why?
Oh, because in about 5 years, Adele is going to write an entire album about him.
Yeah, but who cares? He gets
it's not going to be good.
Who cares? He gets to date her for 5 years like, before that happens.
It's like Taylor Swift did a 10-minute song on Saturday Night Live on Saturday night all about Jake Gyllenhaal. It's like Jake probably doesn't even remember dating Taylor Swift. She's doing 10 minutes on him.
Yeah.
In the middle of SNL.
Well, maybe Rich and Adele will last. Don't you
yeah.
think?
Yeah. What do you think, Mace?
Why are you so fatalistic?
Why are you so cynical?
Her batting average isn't very high.
Yeah. No. She's like 30. I mean, she was married once.
We were having a debate. Let me just do this. We were having a debate, me and Bergman. He's watching Succession now. Great. Michael, you would love Succession.
What's it about?
You should get on. It's about really rich people acting really badly.
Oh, I love that.
Corporation like Fox, and the whole family's fighting to be the head of the corporation. So I said the one guy on the show that's a good guy is Greg. And Bergman completely disagreed with me.
Yeah, Greg, Bergman, you're right. Greg is a weasel.
Big-time weasel. Huge weasel.
He's the nicest guy on the show.
Right, but he's only sucking up to the family to get money.
Yeah, money and power. Like, he's trying to
move himself
up.
I feel bad for the poor kid.
Why? Because he's dumb?
No, because I think he's like a little kid in the deep end of the pool, and he's being circled by sharks.
That's true. By the way, what's wrong with Shiv? Other than she cheats on her husband, what's wrong with Shiv?
Oh, she's the worst.
Oh, Shiv is evil.
She is very evil.
Wow.
She's just evil. Like Logan. She is Logan in female form.
And by the way, you said, this is another moral compass question. Uh-huh. You said, besides cheating on her husband, what's wrong with her? It's like, she's cheating on her husband.
Mace, you told me you cheated on everybody you went out with before you met
Juan. No, I never said that.
No, before you met Juan.
I never said anything like
that. Did you ever tell me that before you met Juan, you cheated on everybody?
Are the things that we say off the air?
Plus, he was young and silly.
It was dumb.
He was 19, 20 years old. Yeah.
Wait a minute. You just said that it's a moral compass thing.
I was wrong.
There you go.
Uh-huh.
If it ever happened.
Jorge, get that I was wrong and put it on a
list. I know. I am. I'm working on it. Oh, God. That's all I need. That's all I need. All right. Coming up next for you is Lie of the Day, 877-710-ESPN. I told a lie on the show today. And if you know what it is, you win a pair of Rams tickets to go to SoFi Stadium, see the Rams and Urban Meyer and the Jaguars in 2 weeks, and a Vote for Jorge t-shirt, and a shot at $1 million. You'll give us the two Super Bowl teams and the final score. If you nail it, you get $1 million. 877-710-ESPN. I'll just tell you, it happened early in the show.
Early
in the show, yeah.
Well, I must not have been paying attention because I didn't catch it.
You'll know it as soon as I tell you what it is.
Well, of course I will, you dope.
Come on, man.
Listen to yourself.
You'll know you heard it the moment I tell you what it is. How about that?
You rip me for my words and then say things like that.
Shut up. All right. 877-710-ESPN. Mesa in Ireland.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 ESPN. So it's Lie of the Daytime. I told a lie at some point today. Oh. By the way, Michael, talk about moral compass. We pride ourselves on being able to lie really well on this show.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
I was wrong.
God, that button has got to be removed right away.
I was wrong.
All right, so I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I must not have been paying attention. Bergman, you think you know?
I do think I know.
All right.
Okay, so this is Million Dollar Monday.
Is Michael still in
there? Yeah, Michael's here.
Michael, pick a number between 0 and 11.
Let's go with number 1. Okay. That is Trevor Ariza's number.
And it's also Cam Newton's number.
That's right.
Mark in Ontario. Hey, Mark, you're on 710 ESPN. Hi.
Hi, guys.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, Mark. All right, here's your chance to win $1 million, Mark, and Rams tickets. What did Mason lie about?
I think it's that he only gets high at old school way.
Oh, that he doesn't have a bong. That's a very good guess, Mark. Mace, did he nail it?
Mark, I do not have a bong. I think they're disgusting. Oh. I use pre-rolls all the time. I'm sorry.
I'm so sorry, Mark. I thought that was an excellent guess. Bergman, was that your guess?
That was not my guess.
Okay.
Okay. Michael, pick another number.
Let's go with number 9, Kent Bazemore.
Kevin in Compton. Hey, Kevin, you're on. What did Mason lie about?
Hey, how you guys doing? You don't think Greg could answer mine? I'm not too confident about my answer.
What is your
guess?
What's your guess?
You have no guess.
It's kind of hard. I think I'm going to go with my guess, but I'd rather Greg answer my guess if that's possible.
Well, hang up on him. I don't know what he's talking about.
Yeah, he wants help. You can't get help yet. Yeah. You got to take a couple of calls.
Wants a lifeline.
Yeah, he wants a lifeline, exactly.
Yeah, Michael, what else you got?
Number 6, LeBron James.
Jose in San Fernando. Hey, Jose.
Hey, what's up, guys?
All right, what's your guess? What'd Mason lie about?
He looked up your net worth.
No, John Ireland, his net worth is online. It's between $1 and $5 million. That's absolutely true.
That's cheap.
It's a big range.
Mike, I was disappointed it didn't say my net worth was like $500 million. Yeah, I wanted it to be wrong.
Yeah, exactly. Number 5, Taylor Horton Tucker.
All right, Letty in Ontario. Hi, Letty.
Hey, Letty. Letty gone?
Are you there? Yeah, Letty hung up.
All right, let's go with number 4, Rajon Rondo.
John in Pasadena. Hey, John, you got a guess?
Hey, guys. How you guys doing?
Good,
We're
man.
Good, John.
Good. That's good. So I think you just lied, actually. I think you tried to fit it in at the last minute where you tried to say that you watched those 2 episodes of the show. Because you didn't have a lot of information about it.
No, I'm sorry. I did watch those 3 episodes of Swagger. 3 episodes of Swagger. Sorry, man.
Okay.
All right, are we at hint time?
Yeah. Yeah, let's give one.
Okay.
We gave several people a crack at it. Let's
happened early in the show. First half hour of the show.
Okay.
I was talking about a guest.
Okay.
I got it.
Okay. I still don't have it.
You should.
Michael.
Number 3, Anthony Davis.
Okay. Jose in Bell Gardens. Jose, do you have a guess? Not there.
Number 2, right. Wayne Ellington.
Jose in Pico Rivera. He dropped. All right, Greg, who's left?
Yeah, just bring him up.
All right, so left I have, what is this, number 8? Eric in Cyprus is still
all right, there. Eric in Cyprus. Eric, you got a guess. It's about a guest Mason lied about.
Yeah, no, I got it before the hint. You did not have Maggie Gyllenhaal on the show.
Absolutely right. You got it. No. Never have had Maggie Gyllenhaal on the show.
I would have remembered that. I'm surprised that I didn't remember that. That's a good guess, Eric. Okay. Eric, what's your last name?
It's Del Aguila.
Okay. Eric Del Aguila of Cyprus. What's your guess? Who's going to be in the Super Bowl? Which 2 teams? And what will the final score be?
So it'll be Rams over Titans, 13-10.
Okay. Ooh, low-scoring affair.
Okay, Eric, hang on. Bergman's going to get some more info, and I hope you nail it and win $1 million.
Okay, one more time. It is Rams over Titans, 13-10.
Yep.
All right, awesome. Yeah. Thank you, man. Congratulations. And you get Rams tickets and a Vote for Jorge t-shirt. So enjoy that stuff, man.
I'm voting
for
Laura.
Thank you so much. Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you, man. Why are you voting for Laura over Jorge?
I just think she's a tougher producer because you guys can't push her around like you can't Jorge. Jorge's kind of soft.
What would be an example of Jorge being soft?
Well, you guys yell at him. You tell him, get this, Jorge that. Try that with Laura one time. You guys will end up walking to your car with security.
That's not untrue.
We've worked with Laura, though. She ain't tough.
She
ain't tough.
Mace, let me ask you a question about Laura.
Yeah.
I've often said that I like doing things by myself. I like going to the movies by myself.
Yes.
The other day, Laura mentioned that she likes to travel.
Yeah.
And she goes on vacation by herself. And Michael lit her up. Yeah. Michael said, you can't go on vacation by yourself.
Right.
That's ridiculous.
Why
are you not going with someone you know? You can't go. Mason, your mind, is there anything wrong with taking vacations by yourself?
Well, here's the thing. So I've done it a lot. right?
Me too.
I went to Europe for 2 months after I graduated Bowling Green. I spent 3 months in Africa,
yeah,
in North Africa.
It was an adventurous type of.
It was adventure.
You were like backpacking through Europe and Africa.
But what's wrong with Laura doing the same thing?
She went to Chicago by herself, took the tours by herself on a romantic night on some river tour.
How do you know she was by herself?
She said she
told us.
She said she went to Gibson's, the steakhouse, by herself. Who does that? You got to take a partner with you, a friend.
You're not happy by yourself. See, to me, that's a real test in life. Are you happy with yourself,
Michael? What surprises me about this is you eat dinner by yourself in restaurants. All the time.
That's because I'm sitting there watching TV while my headphones on. She's probably just sitting there looking around, chewing her food.
She said she was talking to people. She met a bunch. I'm knowing Laura because she's friendly and she's attractive. People are probably buying her drinks.
You can have a perfectly good. Are you happy with yourself? That's the question. Are you, Michael? Are you happy with yourself?
Yeah, but it's very weird.
Laura is happy for herself.
What's weird about it is you eat. Like you say, you wear your headphones and stuff, but you're completely comfortable doing stuff by yourself.
Oh yeah, definitely. But I'm a man. Men are used to that.
Oh,
women are
so you're a sexist.
Oh,
yeah,
it's,
when it comes to
it's
that.
Sexist.
Because you go on a trip, women want to be. They want to be romance. They want to be taken care of.
Michael, to quote Aretha Franklin and Annie Lennox, sisters are doing it for themselves.
Yeah.
That's right, brother.
I don't know. Yeah. Chicago's
sexist for you to get on Laura.
I say go, Laura.
Chicago's a romantic city, don't you think?
Chicago's not a romantic
she
city.
She took the architectural boat tour, which is awesome, but I've taken it 4 times, but never done it at night. She said it was great.
But seriously, it's not a romantic city. Chicago's not a romantic city.
Oh, sure it is.
Oh,
yes,
come on.
Those beautiful buildings.
I love Chicago.
Oh, yeah. I do not like Chicago. I spent a lot of time in Chicago.
Walking
I just think,
the lake
except for
the...
tonight when the Bulls are in town, I love Chicago.
All I say is it's generic city. I'm not a Chicago guy.
You don't want to walk along the lake shore with a partner. You know how romantic that is? That's right, Mace.
Hey, Mace, is it my game or your game?
I think since you're gone a lot of the week, I think it should be your game today.
No, I have a good game.
Okay, good.
Yeah, I have a good game.
Okay.
Michael, you can play too. This is a good game for all you guys.
Yeah.
Game of Games is coming. What's that, Bergman?
I said you made a burner again, didn't you? You made another burner account on Twitter, didn't you?
Oh, look at his face.
Look at his face.
Wait a minute. Is Dora back?
No. This is at the Mace Mafia. It says, Bergman, don't talk back to God Emperor of Radio Mason. No, you are always wrong when you find yourself with a view opposing that of the God Emperor.
Wait. I saw a Mace Mafia tweet earlier.
Mason has got
another burner?
I saw it and I put it out to Bergman. I was like, is that a burner account?
Like, no.
I love it.
I think so.
God Emperor? You chose God Emperor.
Okay,
he made your fake Mafia tweet account already has 40 followers.
Yeah. People love
no,
the
no,
Mace.
No, he's following 40.
Oh, he's
okay,
following.
You can follow.
Yeah, he only has
the
two
Mace
followers.
Mafia.
Oh, look at you with your burner.
Promoting it. Oh.
It's the Mace Mafia.
Well,
now, if it was
wrote...
mine, would I really make it Mace?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Mace, here's what you wrote. Here's what you wrote that was totally accurate.
Okay.
You have to remember, Ireland is married to a Sicilian. He has to respect the family. He doesn't want to pass judgment. This is when we were talking about Korea.
Oh, right.
And that's true about Lisa, my wife. If you cross her, it's
oh,
over.
Oh, yeah.
You're never getting back.
Yeah.
Is that why you forgive everybody, Ireland?
Maybe because someone has to.
I just say, Bergman, follow the advice of Mason Mafia. Bergman, don't talk back to God Emperor of Radio Mason. Know you are always wrong when you find yourself with a view opposing that of the God Emperor.
I agree with the Mace Mafia.
Me too.
You want to call Mason the God Emperor, Ireland?
Sure, I think it'll be a good bit.
God Emperor is a great bit.
All right, listen.
God Emperor.
Hey, God Emperor.
Logan Roy over there?
Yes, Logan Roy.
All right, coming up next for you is Game of Games. Let's see, Michael's going to play. It's Ireland's game.
By the way,
yeah.
Mace, you know who won on Friday?
No.
In a shocking upset.
Momo?
George Sedano.
George Sedano? Everybody has scored this month.
Yeah, so it's like, I'm the only one who has two. Everybody else has one.
Wow. Okay, good. So we'll play Ireland's game coming up next for you. Mason and Ireland, 710 ESPN. The weirdest month ever for Game of Games. The score right now. Ireland 2, Mason 1. Bergman 1, Jorge 1, Kiki 1, Michael Thompson 1, Scott Kaplan won, and Sedano won. That's amazing.
Yep.
Everybody's in on Game of Games
it's
now.
It's called parody.
You're right. It's like the NFL,
yeah,
parody.
Exactly.
All right, Ireland, describe the game today.
All right, guys. Odell Beckham Jr. is the talk of the town.
Yeah.
Since he's going to make his debut for the Rams tonight, I have an OBJ quiz.
Okay.
Here we go. Question one. Odell is wearing number 3 for the Rams, while he wore number 13 when he played for the Giants. What number did he wear while he was at LSU? Was it A, 3, B, 13, or C, 83? Jorge, A, B, or C?
C.
Greg?
B, 13.
Michael?
C, 83.
Mace?
I'll go 13.
All four of you incorrect. Oh, he wore number 3 at LSU. It was the one you guys didn't.
So he switched back to 3 now for the Rams.
He's wearing his college number.
Got it.
All right, question number 2. OBJ attended Isidore Newman High School. Which of his New York Giants teammates also attended that school? Was it A, Saquon Barkley, B, Eli Manning, or C, Landon Collins? Greg?
Let's go with the South. Someone from the South will go with Landon Collins.
Okay. Michael?
Barkley.
Mace?
Landon Collins.
Jorge?
Collins.
Again, all four of you missed Eli Manning.
He played at the
Manning.
Same school as Eli. Wow.
Yeah, they both went to high school in New Orleans, so nobody on the board.
Wow. Parody. Okay. It's parody.
Yeah.
All right, so we get a few true or falses now. That'll give you guys a fighting chance.
Wait a minute, Jorge, what's that?
I was wrong.
Hey,
you were
so far
twice.
Yeah.
All right, true or false? Odell has a cousin named Taron Beckham, who has over 500,000 followers on Instagram. In 2016, Taron tried out for the Jets, but didn't end up making the team. Michael, is that true or false?
False.
Mace.
Pretty elaborate. I'll say true.
Jorge.
100% sure. True.
Greg.
I think you were just seeing someone with Taron kill him. I'm going to say it's false.
Mace and Jorge are on the board.
Yeah.
It's 100% true.
See.
Did you know that, by the way, Jorge?
I did.
For
I
sure?
did. I read it somewhere, yeah.
Okay. Next one.
So
True or false? In 2017, OBJ signed a 5-year shoe deal with Adidas worth more than $29 million. There's also a clause in the contract that could extend it to 8 years, $48 million. Mace, is that true or false?
I bet he's not with, you said Adidas, right?
Right.
I'm going to guess he's not with Adidas.
Okay, so you're saying false.
I'm saying false.
Jorge.
I'm saying true.
Greg.
False.
Michael.
I think it's true.
He's with Nike. Mason takes the lead.
Sniff that out.
I got one.
Okay. Another true or false. Back to you, Jorge. Odell's mom, Heather. Oh, this is. Let me give you this one. True or false? Odell's coach when he started at LSU was Nick Saban. True or false, Jorge?
I'll say false.
Okay, wait, Greg.
Repeat it for me again.
Odell's coach when he started at LSU was Nick Saban. True or false?
False.
Mace trying to keep that.
Michael.
False. I think it was Les Miles.
Mace. I agree with Michael. I think it was Les Miles.
It was Les Miles. Everybody got that one.
Yes.
Saban was there, but before that.
So right, is it Mason 3?
Yeah. Jorge 2, Greg 2, Michael 1.
Got it.
Here we go. Odell's mom, Heather, was a sprinter on the LSU track team in the early 90s. Which of the following things is not true about Odell's mom? A, she won 5 national titles, 3 outdoor and 2 indoor. B, she was training for the Olympics but stopped when she became pregnant with Odell. C, she ran in the 92 Olympics in Barcelona and almost medaled, finishing 4th in the 200 meters. Mace, A, B, or C about Odell's mom?
5 national championships, but never ran in the Olympics.
Okay, Jorge.
A.
Same one as Mason. Greg.
That's where I was going with. I'm going to go C, though. C.
Okay, Michael.
Say which one is false?
Yeah.
Yeah, A. I don't think she was that good.
Bergman gets the point.
Let's go.
She was that good. She was training for the Olympics, but stopped when she came pregnant with Odell.
Wow.
She did not make the 92 Olympics in Barcelona. That was that team, Michael, that had Evelyn Ashford and Gail Devers and all those super fast people. So, all right, now it's tight. Mason, 3. Greg, 3. Jorge, 2. Michael, 1. All right, another, which one of these things is not true about Odell? Not true. A, as a rookie in 2014, he led all NFL receivers in average yards per catch or average yards per game with 109. B, he caught 35 touchdown passes in his first three seasons. Or C, over his first three seasons, he had 4,122 receiving yards, the most ever by a receiver in his first 3 years. Mace, which one of those things is not true?
Does not hold the record for most receiving yards in the first 3 years of a career.
Okay. Jorge.
I'll go with B.
35 TDs in first three seasons. Greg.
Yeah, I'm going with that one too.
Michael.
The yardage, he doesn't hold that record.
For 109 or for receiving yards overall? Yeah. A
receiving
or C?
Receiving yards overall.
Overall, yeah.
Yeah, Michael and Mace get the point. Randy Moss holds that record. Odell's second, but Randy Moss had the most. All right. The only thing left is it, Mason, you win it. The only thing left is a tiebreaker.
Oh,
so
nice.
Mace, I take the point.
Yeah, you get the point. I'll do the tiebreaker just for fun.
Okay.
How many total receptions did Odell have in his first 3 years, closest without going over? Mace.
210.
All right, Jorge.
150.
Greg.
211.
211. MT.
Let's see, 9 times 70 is...
it's 3 years. First 3 years.
I'd say 192.
Oh, that's a terrible guess.
Because he boxed himself in. Greg, you're the winner. It's 288. He had almost 100 a year.
Wow.
288.
Screw you, Greg.
Hey, Michael, how much do you
think... Emperor, very upset.
Yeah.
God.
Hey, Michael, how much do you think Odell plays tonight?
Oh, well, they got so many receivers, so he'll be in and out. So I think he'll play a little. He'll probably get like 7 or 8 targets.
That sounds about right. Yeah. I mean, it'll be interesting because there's a chance or there was speculation that he might return punts, which would be really cool. Right now they've been using Cooper Kupp as sort of the safety punt returner.
How old is Odell?
29, I think.
Yeah, that sounds right. But I think he's going to get more targets than that.
More than 8?
Yeah, more than 8 targets. Robert Woods is out. They got Van Jefferson, Tyler Higbee, and Cooper Kupp. There's a slot for him right there. I think he's going to see more targets than that. I can't think of who's on the depth chart beyond Van Jefferson.
He's got a big ego. Is he going to be comfortable coming off
the bench? He's going to get his touches, Michael, especially now with Woods gone. He is going to get his touches.
Well,
I think he's going to eat.
Mace, is Juju Atwell, the kick returner, also a receiver?
Tutu Atwell is a receiver, but I think he's injured right now.
Okay, yeah, so I wonder if they have anybody past that. And by the way, McVay's lost 4 times in a row to Kyle Shanahan. And if he loses tonight, I'm out of Mythical Money. I've bet every penny I have in Mythical Money on the Rams tonight. Hey, by the way, can I get 3.5? I saw 3.5. I think when I made the bet, it was between 3.5 and 4.
It's when you make the bet.
Yeah,
so
it's
4.
It's when you cash, you buy the ticket at the window. Huh. That's what you get.
I should have checked.
Yeah,
I don't know what it is.
It's
now.
4. We get even 4. I've got that. I've got money on that too. Even 4. So hey, tonight this is big now. We've never attempted something this big and this dramatic and this exciting. We are, for the first half of the Rams-Niners game, going to do something called the Megacast.
Megacast!
So we will be live, me, Ireland, Momo for the second quarter, Jorge, and Bergman. We will all be live for the kickoff of Rams-Niners. Now, here's the deal. The idea is we're sort of the second screen. We're doing the Manning cast. So you open your laptop or you get on your iPad or you get on your phone and you log into at ESPN Los Angeles on Facebook, on Twitter, on Twitch, and on YouTube. Any of those, and you'll be able to get the Megacast while you watch the game. And we've never attempted. So I intend to be the Tony Romo of this show. I'm going to call every play before it happens. And eventually, I will be right.
I was going to say, I mean, if you just, you know, a blind squirrel finds a nut.
All I got to do is bat 50%, which is what I think Tony Romo bats.
By the way, Michael, do you this might be a very strange crowd tonight, because I would imagine all the people that with L.A. ties are going to get warm receptions, right? Caruso, oh, yeah. Lonzo, yeah. DeMar DeRozan, everybody likes DeMar.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
So what do you think happens tonight?
The Lakers, if they play like they did the last game against the Spurs, they'll win, but it'll be a tough game because Chicago's playing well. But, yeah, Caruso and Lonzo, especially Caruso, will get a nice warm welcome tonight.
Yeah, hey, I was going to ask you why more people don't do what DeMar DeRozan does. He just shoots mid-range jumpers, and he averages 25 a game. He always gets to his spots. He's pretty lethal. But now it seems like the rest of the league either jacks up threes or runs to the rim. Why don't more people do what DeMar does?
Well, because like you said, that's all people care about now is shooting threes. A game has become pretty stagnant and pretty pretty predictable in the style. Everybody plays the same style. Nobody runs offense anymore. Just spread the court and shoot threes.
Is there a better mid-range, maybe Durant, but other than Durant, is there?
I'll tell you who's got a sneaky little mid-range is Carmelo. He takes Mello. A step forward, and he hits a mid-range.
But DeMar right now, Michael, is hitting on all cylinders, isn't he?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, he's averaging 25 a game or something
Him and LaVine both averaging 25.
Yeah, 52
And
points.
You guys, you know what's interesting about this Bulls team? They have five different players averaging between 4 and 6 assists.
Wow. Uh-huh.
So they're moving the ball well. And
Lonzo's now a 41% shooter from three, Michael.
Speaking of the Bulls, Lonzo, he was never a horrible shooter. He just had a funky delivery.
He had that weird hitch in his shot.
By the way, have you guys been paying attention to Scottie Pippen and Michael Jordan, the way he's been
standing on Jordan? God. Scottie Pippen is selling that book like crazy.
Man.
When you got a book out, man, you'll say any. I'm going to release a book and just say all kinds of crazy stuff.
He sounds like he hates. I can't wait for your book. If you hate Jordan, the way Pippen. You hate Ireland the way Pippen hates
No,
Jordan.
I don't.
You don't hate Ireland like that?
No, God, no. I don't hate him. Speaking of book, I strongly dislike him.
Speaking of book, you got a title yet?
Oh, are we going to really play this game?
We're not playing anything. We're asking questions.
We're playing a game?
Who's the antagonist in that one?
I know what, Jorge.
Ireland's the antagonist, yeah.
Jorge, I know what the name of the book will be.
What is it?
This. Oh, I thought you were going to hit the I was wrong.
Oh, no, I don't
want to. You totally missed the
cue.
Oh, man. Well,
totally missed the cue.
Okay, one more time.
Laura wouldn't have missed that.
Yeah, Laura would have gotten that.
There you go, Jorge. That's why
Laura. Jorge's soft, apparently.
Okay. That's right, Jorge.
Jorge's soft. it should be a fun night. We got we'll be flipping back and forth. John and Michael doing the Lakers game. That's on 11:10, and here on 7:10 is Rams Niners. Countdown to kickoff is coming up for you first. Travis Rogers and Kirk Morrison have got that for you, and don't forget the MegaCast. While you're watching the first half of Niners Rams, you can see me, Ireland, Bergman, and Jorge give you a second screen at ESPN Los Angeles on Twitter, on Facebook, on YouTube, and on Twitch.
And don't forget, when you see me at the game, nobody say nothing to me.
No, hey, during commercials they can say something
to
you.
Michael, did you see we got a text that you can get a booster shot tonight if you want?
Didn't you get one already?
I did. Are you going to get one?
Well, I'm afraid of the after effect.
I felt lousy for a couple of days.
Did you really?
I don't want to take it while we're flying out tomorrow. So I'll wait till I get back.
Yeah. Right. Yeah, it's approved now for everybody. I'm getting mine.
Yeah.
I'm going to get my shot as soon as I can.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'll
get my triple shot.
I don't want to do it while I'm traveling.
Yeah. I don't blame you. You just don't know. All right. There you have it. There's your Mason in Ireland. Don't forget, MegaCast tonight. Be watching. We're just going to be laughing and screwing around. We'll be making fun of Bergman, and I will be gloating about the Rams while Jorge is wearing his Niners stuff. He says, go Niners.
Like Peyton Manning was?
Yeah, why not? Why not? All right, that's coming up for you tonight. Countdown to kickoff is next for you. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.